You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. On Monday mornings, you can call the program at 564-1290, 564-1290. When we rebroadcast Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call Mark Schneidman, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor, at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com for program information and to search MLS listings in Santa Barbara and throughout California. Just finishing up with our guest who was going to be here for just the first half hour, but has graciously agreed to stay over a few minutes to answer one or two more questions specifically about the 101 widening, Marta Bortner, San Luis Obispo, works the Santa Barbara area, Caltrans public information officer. Thanks a lot. And first of all, let me say that you don't work Saturdays generally, do you?
Not generally, but for you, anytime.
So I really appreciate it. And a lot of people don't value the fact that they're sitting there Saturday morning sipping iced tea in their backyard, and people who work Monday through Friday take the time to come on and be on the program. Really appreciate it. So you were describing these auxiliary lanes. We're going to get a new southbound bridge over Milpas, not a northbound bridge. And there's going to be a couple of auxiliary lanes there. And my question was, is this a precursor to the widening of the 101, or is it a stopgap? What do you think?
Well, years ago, when widening was talked about in the early 90s and was not supported in many of the communities, what some of the transportation agencies at the time did is got together and looked at some operational improvements. So without widening the 101, what could we do to improve operations? And a series of projects or proposed projects came out of those discussions, and this was one of those projects that's moving forward. So it is not a pre-widening or anything like that. It's just an operational improvement to improve the freeway's operation as it stands today, as the two-lane section, other than it is adding a third southbound lane for a short stretch there. What is happening with the 101 as far as widening or any other transportation solutions is the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments, which is your local transportation planning agency, has actually initiated this entire program to look at mobility on the South Coast. And what it's called is 101 in Motion, and it's looking at many of different solutions to the transportation problem facing Southern Santa Barbara County. Many of the commuters you've got coming from Ventura because of the cost of living differences into the jobs in the Santa Barbara market, those sorts of things. They're looking at a whole host of things, rail, high occupancy vehicle lanes, all sorts of different stuff. It's actually quite exciting. And they do have a website and a hotline and an email address.
Wait. High occupancy vehicle lanes, is that another name HOV. For carpool lane?
Carpool lanes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're looking at all sorts of different options to create solutions to the transportation problem down there on the South Coast. And it's quite exciting to see the process as it has evolved. They've got technical advisory groups meeting to discuss solutions. They've got engineering folks on board looking at different options. And it actually is quite interesting to watch and go through the process of looking at all the different solutions. They've had public workshops where public people were given the opportunity to look at some of the different solutions, as well as in the beginning, suggest some solutions. What do you want to see in your communities to solve the transportation problem? So they do have a website, which is www.101inmotion.com, and they also have a hotline, 866-MOVE-101, M-O-V-E, 101, and they can also be reached via email at info@101inmotion.com.
So,
a whole host of information there.
So, you know the old adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it is broke, fix it. I could save him a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Put in the third lane.
Well, and there's a whole host of different options that they're looking at, including widening the freeway. So that is, they're certainly looking at all the different options they have to solve those problems.
Now, these numbers and emails and websites, I'll give them again, but this is through the Santa Barbara County Association of Governments, not through Caltrans.
No, we work in partnership with Santa Barbara County Association of Governments to work on projects like this. Basically, just to give you a little history, back in 1998, Senate Bill 45 passed, which slightly changed the way transportation projects are funded. And back then, but prior to that, it was Caltrans owns the state highway, so Caltrans is going to fund these projects. And there was a desire to move that funding authority to a more local level so the local governments could be involved with the decision-making process and that funding process. So what they did is they basically split the monies into two pots. One pot is safety money, rehabs, you know, the kind of stuff you have to do to keep the system working as it stands today. The other pot is monies that you need to improve upon the system to deal with the increased usage, you know, the more people we have, you know, and widenings, you know, some of these larger operational improvements like the Milpas to Hot Springs operational improvement are also part of that pot of money. And then further, they split that pot into a 75-25 split, and 75 goes to the local governments to fund as they see fit on their end. 25% goes to the state, which is looking at interregional issues like routes that pass through three or four counties, those sorts of things, or right on the county line, you know, where not one of two counties would really be the funding authority on that.
So you got a lot of pot going on there. What? When do you expect this auxiliary lane, Hot Springs down to Hot Springs, Cabrillo to Milpas, when will construction begin?
Early 2007.
Just right around the corner.
Yep.
You know, it seems like a long way off. Why wouldn't it be beginning, you know, this summer or?
Well, the right-of-way acquisition is underway right now. So is the final design. The final design is anticipated to be complete in like March or April of 2006. All of the right-of-way purchasing is anticipated to be complete in summer of 2006. We hope to have final design done in February of 2006, and then, of course, advertise construction middle of 2006, and then award and begin in 2007.
So you might be taking down some trees, some large pine trees.
There's going to be some tree removal as part of this project, but we're also working very hard with our design team to be putting in a lot of different landscaping to preserve the aesthetics along the corridor.
Yeah, well, you know, you actually should just leave the trees right in the freeway.
So they can be hit. That's
well, kind of like, you know, we kind of did that in San Marcan.
Uh-huh.
They called it, they have a really cool name for it. Instead of speed bumps, they kind of built out into the street. So people have to, it's kind of like jogging around.
Like slalom skiing.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a pinball machine, maybe. And so maybe you should just leave some trees to slow traffic down.
It's a little scarier at 65.
Hey, you're very sweet to stay on and talk with us. What are you going to do? What are your big plans for Saturday morning?
Well, you know, I'm going to see the Great American Melodrama tonight. It's here in Oceano. It's our little theater. It's great. I don't mean to plug it because I really shouldn't be, but it is. It's a great little theater we've got here in town, and they do melodrama and vaudeville, and I'm going to see their show tonight.
Are you inviting me up to see it with you?
Unfortunately, I only have two tickets, and they're both taken.
Well, that was a tease.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Well, Marta, very sweet. Thank you very much. See what you can do about the open house signs for real estate agents. I had a listing down off of Rancheria,
uh-huh.
which is, you know, where Cliff Drive comes down and hits Castillo?
Yes.
There's a 7-Eleven there. And so one block up, they actually put that new traffic light in. That's Rancheria.
Right.
And I had, you know, I was up there and had my signs. I mean, it just doesn't feel like a state freeway. It's just another road for us.
There, and we have many state highways that are in that shape. Where,
I should say highway, yes. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. There are many, many state highways that have that local flair, and we do try to work with the local agencies to, you know, they are main streets to certain communities, and work with those local agencies to preserve that character. Though it is an evolving thing, you know, at one point some main streets were the big thoroughfares through some communities, and over time they've turned into something entirely different.
In fact, something comes to mind, I think, where Caltrans actually sold or relinquished rights to a street here in Santa Barbara.
Actually that's been discussed on Cliff Drive as well.
Is that, yeah, we, you know, we love you, but, you know, just kind of, we want you to just leave us alone on the open house signs. Unless we have to erect those, remember the old days from the old 1920s or 30s, where instead of stoplights, you had this little arm sign come up and says stop and go. So maybe we could like install those on key intersection and just says, you know, open house with an arrow. And, you know, real estate agents can have little remote controls and we can just kind of pop the sign up. I'm just kidding.
I know.
Thank you so much for being here.
Not a problem.
And, you are a CPO. Oh, let me give the answer. Caltrans, it's officially called the Department of Transportation, and it used to be called the Division of Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And that was changed when?
I believe it was in the 60s that it used to be the Division of Highways under the Department of Public Works, and then we became the Department of Transportation when we started looking a little more multimodal, different modes of transportation. So.
Thanks, Marta.
Not a problem.
Enjoy the evening.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I was trying to get her to tell me what she was going to do right now. It sounded like she had plans right now. But she had nothing else to do. And no wonder she was talking to me. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 879-5867. We normally do the weekly multiple listing update after the half-hour break, but we finished with Marta. So we'll do that when we come back in the fourth quarter. Let's see. Do want to mention that today is May 21st, I believe, Saturday, and I will be from noon to 2 o'clock today. I'll be over on Caisita, which is between La Cumbre and Hope, up below Foothill Road. It's a really neat little location, $989,000. For an example of what no good deed goes unpunished, the seller was getting the house ready for sale, and there was a log glider that was broken. He goes, well, let's just put in a new log glider. We got a contractor. What does a log glider cost? Well, the pipe was broken in the wall, and he couldn't leave it that way, so he had to go outside, cut a hole in the stucco, access the piping, put in all new piping, have the stucco man come back out, re-stucco. And it's amazing. This guy's an artist. You can't tell. You can't see it. And that's a lot of house. We have, it's open today, if you look in the open house directory, and also open today is a house on Fletcher for $1,065,000. That's downtown, my buddy Adam McCaig. Now go down, and if you don't want to buy Caisita, buy his house. Because his people want to buy my house. If they can get into a solid escrow, we'll do that. Tomorrow, Sunday, the 22nd, from 1 to 4, I'll be up on Wooddale Lane, which is up above Sheffield Reservoir, soon to be Sheffield Park, because they're burying the water up there. And found a very interesting story about the what's called a tunnel zone that is under this property. There is an easement. And we thought at first that it was a water feeding Sheffield Reservoir. And we thought it was a water pipe that feeds Sheffield Reservoir. But it turns out, so far, according to our research from someone who works for the Kachuma operations, who refused actually to come on the program, but we're going to try to talk them into it, they got these easements running all over town. Back in 1951, there was nothing up there in the mountains. And they built what they call the tunnel zone, and this is a pipe that feeds Montecito, Summerlin, and Carpinteria. And it originates from the top of San Roque Road, which is, I think, called the Cater Water Treatment Plant, which is also what feeds Sheffield Reservoir. But this is this humongous, like you see in the movies, where you can walk in, and it's a couple hundred feet down. So, according to him, the easement only affects and only precludes people from digging wells. So you can build on it. So that was good news for 7 Wooddale Lane, $1,595,000, 6/10 of an acre, private boulders, oaks, maybe even a pine tree that was planted when the owner was born. But that'll be Sunday, May 22nd, 1 to 4. And that's the story on the easements. And we'll take a break, come back, and do the weekly multiple listing update. I will tell you also, did you hear in the local news that the... some local eyeglass store owner filed a lawsuit to stop the killing of the pigs on Santa Cruz Island. And ironically, in response, the riflemen are now killing the pigs, two for the price of one. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.